In this bulletin, Victoria confirms a record 288 new COVID-19 cases. Australia's overseas arrivals cut by just over half. And Australian boxer Jason Maloney hopes to fight for a world title in September. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donald. Victoria has recorded 288 new coronavirus cases, raising the state's total to more than 1,000 for the first time. It's the country's biggest daily rise since the start of the pandemic. More than 37,500 tests were conducted yesterday, a record for the state. Premier Daniel Andrews says the state's case numbers were always going to get worse before they got better.
I just want to remind everybody that we've been very, very clear. We didn't take the step to return to staying at home, except for the four reasons, for metropolitan Melbourne, because the numbers were stable. We didn't take that step because we didn't have a problem. We took that step because we knew it would need to get worse before it got better, and that unless we took those steps, we simply wouldn't be able to bring a sense of control to this. We would not be able to see a stabilisation and then a driving down of those case numbers.
While it's not compulsory, Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton is encouraging people in metropolitan Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire to wear masks, especially when social distancing can't be maintained.
Masks do make a significant difference, potentially. Even understanding that people don't always wear them perfectly, that they don't provide perfect protection, but when they're worn very broadly across a population where people can't distance that 1.5 metres, they can make a difference. They can reduce transmission by up to 2/3. That's a really important additional measure. And when we're trying to do absolutely everything in Victoria to drive transmission down, it's a really important additional tool.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says around half of Australia's international arrivals will be reduced.
A reduction in the number of inbound arrivals into Australia across those ports that are able to accept returning Australian citizens and residents. Of course, there are no flights going into Melbourne, into Victoria, for obvious reasons. And to ensure that we are mitigating and managing that risk, they will be cut by just over half.
The announcement follows a national cabinet meeting with state and territory leaders. The reduction of flight arrivals from Monday will mean over 4,000 fewer people every week will return home. Returning travellers will be asked to cover the cost of the 14-day mandatory hotel quarantine. Mr. Morrison has also announced a review of hotel quarantine after breaches in Victoria's system fanned infection rates. Former Health Department Secretary Jane Holton will head that national review. Travellers heading to Queensland are stuck in traffic jams for kilometres as the state reopens its border to everyone except Victorians. Police have instructed travellers to pack food and water, with traffic predicted to be gridlocked for up to 20 kilometres at major checkpoints. To cross the border, travellers require a border pass and proof of not being in Victoria in the past 14 days. Almost 314,000 people have downloaded the passes. CEO of the Queensland Tourism Industry Council, Daniel Gishwind, says he's expecting large numbers of people to travel to the Sunshine State over the coming weeks.
Well, we know that over a year, normally we have near 8 million interstate visitors into Queensland. That's a big number every month, so we are certainly hoping to see hundreds of thousands take advantage of these opportunities now. We know that the interest in airline tickets has been very strong. We had many inquiries for accommodation providers and for tours and in Queensland.
14 new cases have been reported in New South Wales, all involving travellers in hotel quarantine, except for a new probable case in Albury. The case is linked to two positive cases in the border town recorded earlier this week. The total number of cases in the state now sits at 3,278. About 430 are active cases. The Federal Opposition has renewed calls for the JobKeeper payment to be extended beyond the end of September. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has indicated that there'll be a phase two of the JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme in the form of targeted support for certain industries and people in regional communities. He says the details will be revealed on the 23rd of this month when the government will release an updated economic statement. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Australians deserve to know the findings of an already completed review into JobKeeper.
The government needs to be clear about what the plan is going forward, because that uncertainty itself is creating an economic impact in the community.
To sport, Australian boxer Jason Maloney's chances of fighting for a world title in September in front of a crowd at a Las Vegas stadium are increasing. The world-ranked bantamweight is in quarantine in Sydney until July 16 after returning from America. His promoter is hoping he can take part in a fight in September 19 in Las Vegas. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, sunny and 18 degrees. Adelaide, showers, 13. Melbourne, showers, a possible storm, 14. Hobart, cloudy and 12. Canberra, shower or two, 14. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 19. Sydney, a shower or two, 20. Newcastle, much the same, 20. Brisbane, a possible shower, 24. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.